€86,732,923 was won in the Euro Millions draw by a ticket holder in Ireland. We don't know who it is yet, but on the phone now to offer them some advice, if they're listening, Mark Westlake, Head of Wealth Management at Goldcorp. And Mark, you used to sit on the advisory board of the National Lottery in the UK. So what sort of advice would you be giving people who won big over there?
That's a very good question. I suppose one of the interesting studies that came out of the States a few years ago was that the more you win, the more likely you are to end up bankrupt. I'm a financial planner, and one of the things that obviously you don't have time to plan for these eventualities is you know, what you should actually do in these situations. There was another study done in the States looking at the impact of wealthy people passing on money to the next generation. And the things that most families thought would actually bite them turned out not to be true. Most people cited things like the economy and taxes as the biggest problem they faced. And actually, 60% of people said that it was unprepared heirs, people coming down the next generation, that caused the biggest problem for families with this kind of money. So, you know, sitting down and actually thinking about how this is going to change your life is probably the most important thing you could do.
But, I mean, the cautious advice of stick it in the bank or stick it somewhere else and live off the interest, doable?
Well, cautious for that kind of money. I mean, €100,000 is guaranteed if you put it in a bank. So you've got quite a lot of money hanging out there with no guarantee. With this kind of wealth, you really can't just behave in the way that you or I perhaps would think about our own wealth. To put this into some kind of context, the average Premiership footballer in the UK last year earned €2 million. The investment interest on this kind of sum should be in the order of about $4 million a year. So you're earning twice what a Premiership footballer would earn on average. You can't behave or think in the way that a normal, ordinary mortal like you and I would do.
Mark, we could talk about this for an awful lot longer. Just very briefly before I let you go, if the person who's got the money is listening, would you stay quiet?
Crikey. It depends what their views are and what they want to do in terms of with the money. If they want to use it for themselves and their family, I would tend to sort of couch them to think about that with a lot of consideration, because
okay,
you know, you're going to get people coming in and knocking on the door for the rest of your life, I'd imagine.
All right, Mark West, what a hassle. Mark Westlake, thank you very much for speaking to us. If the millionaire is out there, do give us a call.